WCDO and WCDO-FM, Sydney, W222CR, Norwich.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Well, good afternoon. Happy Saturday, everybody. Nate Lull back with you today here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Live from Lawrence Central School, it's their annual Coaches versus Cancer event here today. So we'll be doing back-to-back basketball games, a girls' game first, followed by a boys' game at roughly about 5:30. So set to be a fun one. We'll be talking a lot about Coaches versus Cancer. It's that time of year. A lot of our local schools are doing that and sending all the proceeds to the American Cancer Society. So a big round of applause to everybody helping out with today's event. Of course, I want to welcome you into the Butler Auto pregame show here today. Butler features the area's biggest selection of vehicles on two lots right in Sydney. And at Butler Auto Sales, it's their goal to never lose a customer over price. Mike Butler and the staff wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in today's game. I'm joined by Skylar Thompson today. A lot of pink around here, Sky. A fun Tri-Valley-themed event.
Yeah, no one's got any more pink on than the Lawrence Milford coach, Andy Carr. Full pink suit, pink shoes, pink tie. That's an outfit right there.
That is an outfit, of course. Lawrence Milford merged this year for girls, so he's got another legendary coach right next to him, Jim Weir. He's got the pink shirt, the pink tie. Lawrence is wearing the pink uniforms. They got the pink basketball that they're going to play with today. You really can't beat this event here. They do a great job with it every year. And just to pass this along, they're doing raffles today and all of that type of stuff, if you want to stop down. But they did a Zumbathon this morning, and just from the Zumbathon, they raised $2,500. So just before even any of the basketball games started, they already had that in their pocket, again, to donate to the American Cancer Society. Pretty cool.
That's amazing. I'm actually, you can't see it because I got layers on, but I was lucky to be, when I was coaching over at Franklin, part of a Coaches versus Cancer when we played against Genevis. Girls played before us. It was great. I was very happy to be a part of that and happy to be a part of this one today, too.
Yeah, this will be fun, and we're going to be over in Genevis on Tuesday, and they're also having their annual Coaches versus Cancer event. I won't be on the radio on Tuesday, but I'll be there on Twitter or X, whatever you'd like to call it these days. I'm going to be taking some photos, posting updates, and just trying to provide support for our various schools that are doing Coaches versus Cancer. So, all right, we'll take a quick break. Again, live here on CDO today, it's the Butler Auto pregame show. We're in Lawrence for a doubleheader. The girls, it's the Lawrence Milford girls taking on Worcester, and then later tonight at 5:30, it will be the Worcester boys taking on Milford. So for Sky Thompson, I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull here, along with Skylar Thompson on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU today. And our game audio archive, you can go back anytime and watch, or listen, I should say, listen to the free audio of these games. Any game that we do on the radio is all right there at WCDOsports.com. They got a lot of great raffles here today. Some stuff that was hanging in the Baseball Hall of Fame, a picture of Ty Cobb as well as a picture of Satchel Paige out there in the raffle today. So somebody's going to walk home with some very cool memorabilia. But, Scott, let's talk about the basketball here. A nice crowd, kind of a light Saturday on the schedule. Not a lot of games going on, but these two teams know each other very well. They played not too long ago.
Yeah, they played back on January 6th, both being, of course, in the Tri-Valley. Last time that they played, the Lawrence Milford girls came out on top, 42-26. Delaney Mason, I think I'm saying the last name correctly, led the way with 24 points for them. So a great showing by her. They're going to have to find a way, the Worcester girls, to slow her down today.
Yeah, she's fantastic, and really this Lawrence Milford team is so balanced. They have a lot of options out there. For Worcester, recent 1,000-point scorer, she just got it last week, Haley Shaler. She can really fill it up. We'll talk about her as well here throughout the broadcast. All right, we'll take a break for the national anthem and the starting lineups. And when we come back, we will have the Lawrence Milford girls as well as Worcester here on WCDO.
You're buying a new car and shopping for a good loan rate. This place has a higher rate because they price by credit score, and that place has a higher rate because you don't have three accounts and a MasterCard with them. Don't get stuck with a higher signature loan rate. Simply visit Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. Because to us, an auto is an auto, no matter the year. In other words, at Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, one size fits all. No pricing by credit score, no restricted terms or special requirements. 114 Main Street in Franklin, or visit shendello.org. Member NCUA.
Looking for a hardware and feed store with excellent customer service and a knowledgeable staff? Jan and the team provide all that at Canal Street Hardware, Route 12 in Oxford. Stocked with everything for winter, including hand warmers, two-cycle oil, batteries, heat tape, plumbing, stovepipe and gasket, fire brick, and keystone feed. They can even fill propane, make hydraulic hoses, make chainsaw chains, and storm windows. Canal Street Hardware is open Monday through Friday, 7 to 6, and Saturday and Sunday, 9 till 2. Located on Route 12, right in the heart of Oxford. Canal Street Hardware, your hometown hardware and feed store.
Your friends from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back, everybody. It's our Butler Auto pregame show here today, live in Lawrence. Again, Coaches versus Cancer, as it is the Lawrence Milford girls hosting Worcester today here in this first game, and then it will be the Worcester boys battling with Milford at around 5:30. A little bit of a curveball here. We haven't had the anthem yet. They're doing some senior night stuff. So hard to believe, Sky, that we're at that point of the season where they're doing the senior night stuff. That I feel like basketball is flying by as usual.
It really is. I mean, we're more towards the end of the month of January already, and it doesn't seem like we should be. It definitely has been going pretty quick.
It really has, and this Lawrence Milford team, as well as Worcester, right in the middle of the standings for the Tri-Valley, both really trying to fight to stay kind of in that number four spot. That's the magic spot, of course, in the Tri-Valley. The top four teams will go to the semifinals, the one seed versus four, the two versus three, and right now, I mean, it's very competitive at the top. Edmiston, Morris, Skenevis, Cherry Valley, Springfield, all really battling it out at the top. When you look at Edmiston, Morris is 6-0. I didn't even mention Richfield Springs. They're at 4-1. Skenevis is 4-1. Cherry Valley Springfield is 3-3. And then Lawrence Milford is 3-3. And then Worcester's 3-3. So these games matter down the stretch. I want to double check that if today is a league game or not. Sometimes when they do the coaches versus cancer, this might count as a non-leaguer. But either way, you're seeing another quality opponent in your league, and everybody's fighting for that four spot right now.
Yeah, as you just said, we have three teams at 3-3 in the league. So every game, as you said, is going to matter. And, you know, I don't know if this one is a league one or not, just like you said.
We'll double check, yeah.
But even still, every game here going forward is going to be that important for those teams, as you mentioned, in the Tri-Valley. It's the 1-4, and you got some good teams there at the top. Skenevis and Richfield Springs, both 4-1 in the league, too. So for them, they're going to be battling it out for that second spot, it looks like. But you never know, Edmiston could slip as well. So everything's really close right now.
It should be great. I mean, Edmiston, Morris, Richfield Springs, Skenevis, Cherry Valley, Lawrence, Milford, they've all had really close games. I mean, Skenevis girls just beat Cherry Valley Springfield by one the other night. I mean, just back and forth, really good games. So when we get to the Tri-Valley Championship, which is scheduled for February 17th, I think we're going to have a lot of fun games. In fact, that day, we will have the two MAC championship games and the two Tri-Valley championship games all on the same day. That's going to be a marathon, and I'm really hoping you're free that day.
Well, I'll put it on my schedule now. Thanks for the heads up. I will definitely be available. I don't know if we're going to have to work some magic like we did that Johnson City day or not. But
No, all one location.
Wow, really?
Yes.
Okay.
Where is it? I'm going to put this out there. I believe that it is 100% confirmed that all the games will be at Unadilla Valley.
Oh, okay.
So close to home for everybody. It actually, I love what the leagues did. The leagues came and said, how could we have them all in one place again? Because the last few years they have been kind of spread out, and that's been difficult. And they said it would be great if WCDO could be there to do those games. And I said it's perfect because the Delaware League is a couple days before that, and then we can post up at Unadilla Valley between you and me and Greg Bonskowski and whoever else wants to help. I think we can really have great coverage that day. Kind of old school. We used to go to SUCO and do four games, and it was a marathon, and we'll be back doing it again this year.
Yeah, and in a high school gym. So
yes.
On the college floor, which, of course, is bigger than the high school floors, and it definitely changes the game when you see the game being played from the high school court onto the college one as you move on later in the season.
It definitely does, and I think UV is a good fit because they were looking at what is one of the biggest gyms in the area, and UV certainly fits that bill. They have good seating. They have a great hallway area which can handle all the concession stands and people coming in and out, and they have good parking.
Yep.
A lot of concerns over the years have been, well, if we have it somewhere where the parking isn't great, it just makes it, it turns it into a nightmare, and UV has tons of parking, so that helps as well. All right, the senior day stuff starting to wrap up here for the Lawrence Milford girls. Such a strange combination for me as a Tri-Valley guy to see Lawrence and Milford together. It a lot of these old school rivalries, the teams are starting to come together, but the kids love it. I know you see it all the time. The kids, I don't think they care. They're like, hey, we have a good team. I have my friends from my school, and I have friends from another school. It's fun to see.
And I think you see, especially with teams like this in the Tri-Valley, because, you know, when I went to Oneonta, none of the schools are really around us. But in the Tri-Valley, the schools are so close. The communities are so close. The kids are going to overlap. And once you're on the team with the other ones, at that point, they're just my teammate, right? You forget all the other stuff. At that point, we're on the same team or going for the same goal, and that's what the focus is.
So they have put a couple extra minutes on the clock here for warming up after the senior day presentation. So let's take a 60-second break. When we come back, we'll finish up our Butler Auto pregame show and get you set. Coaches versus cancer today. Again, just from their first event of the day, they raised $2,500. It's outstanding. So we'll be back. It is High School Hoops this afternoon here on WCDO.
Come check out the local high school sports Wall of Fame at Jerry's Inn in Bainbridge, featuring photos by Jason and Ricky McPherson. Jerry's Inn has that same iconic hometown atmosphere and a diverse, delicious menu. Jerry's Inn house specialties include street tacos, chicken gyro, Jerry's cheesesteak, as well as New York strip and surf and turf after 5 p.m. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge, is open Tuesday through Sunday for lunch and dinner. Follow Jerry's Inn on Facebook for daily specials and events.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla is accepting new customers. A visit to the pharmacy shouldn't be a hassle, and it shouldn't take an hour to wait for your prescription. That's why so many people in the Tri-Town area have already switched to Brown's Pharmacy. This is Patrice, and I'm proud to say that our knowledgeable staff is efficient, helpful, and patient-friendly. You're not just another insurance card to us. We are happy to consult with you and answer your questions. So make the switch to Brown's Pharmacy, Main Street in Unadilla. For more information, call us at 369-2131.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, welcome back. We're finishing up the Butler Auto pregame show here. And as we get going, this game certainly has a lot of offensive firepower. Let's focus quickly on Haley Shaler from Worcester. 18.1 points per game, just reached 1,000 points for her career. Sky, have you seen her play before?
I have. I've been fortunate to cover some games with you, and last year we did one against Cherry Valley over in Worcester.
Right.
And I've seen her play. Very impressive. But what's even more impressive, the last time these two teams played, Lawrence Milford held her to only 7.
Yeah, that was, I believe, her lowest output of the season, and I think a big focus for them today will be to make sure that she gets her shots and gets some more looks at it here. We did confirm during the break this is a non-league game, so I think Worcester would love if it was a league game here today. They'd have a chance for some revenge, but the coaches versus cancer matchup here today, a non-leaguer. All right, we'll take a break here on the Butler Auto pregame show, as again, we will have the Lawrence Milford girls and Worcester right after the national anthem here on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. And we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Lawrence always gets me, Scott. I forget they're one of the schools that loves to also do the alma mater. So we had the national anthem, we had senior day, and we had the alma mater. So a little bit of a delay in getting going. But you know what? That's some of the good stuff for some of these small schools, that they love to recognize the seniors in a big way, have the parents come out, the flowers, the photos, and the alma mater. Do a lot of big schools still do that? What do you think?
I can tell you right now.
Do you know the Oneana alma mater?
The only time I ever had to know it was graduation day when I was a senior, of course, mm-hmm. and it was written down in the packet or whatever, and that I had no idea. Here in the Lawrence Gym, of course, it's up on the wall or here in the gymnasium.
Yeah.
For Oneana's, I have no idea if it's even on the wall anywhere inside the school, to be honest.
Lawrence really takes theirs seriously. If you walk out back in the parking lot, there's one whole wall outside of the building that has a piece of it on there, the alma mater with some notes, and they really take it seriously here.
Yeah.
So I love it.
As I said, I don't think that's located anywhere in the Oneana school, or at least if it is, it's nowhere I'm aware of. So, but I've coming over here, even from when I was little, I did notice that even back then, growing up, because I only live 5 minutes from here, They always did it before games, and it was one of the few schools even then that was doing it. But I think it's so cool and special for them to do that.
I agree. It keeps a lot of traditions alive, and that's what a lot of people talk about with small schools, are those traditions. All right, first, let's do the starting lineups for the Worcester girls and head coach Chris Kaltenbach. They start with senior number 2, Madison Schultz. Senior number 10, Faith Meiser. They have junior number 12, Angel Moralja. They have senior number 14, Haley Shaler, and senior number 22, Samantha Tompkins. On the other side for Lawrence Milford, and they have two head coaches now, Andy Carr, of course, from Lawrence, and Jim Weir from Milford. Those guys' combined experience goes on and on. They are two of the best. They are going to start the all-senior group here today, except for Brooke Mann. So they will start junior number 12, Brooke Mann, senior number 23, Jaden Brody, senior number 13, Allison Munson, senior number 20, Alisa John, and senior number 22, Delaney Mason. So here we go. Worcester is in the road, green uniforms with the white trim. Says Worcester in white lettering across the front of the uniform. They win the opening tip. Lawrence Milford is in the pink uniforms. Yes, you heard that right. Pink for Coaches versus Cancer with the white trim. Worcester with the ball. They're going to go to Shaler in the low left corner here. They're playing with the pink basketball here today. And Worcester will go to the far side. And this one was knocked out of bounds. Going to stay with the Wolverines. Some early ball movement there. They went from Shaler on the left side. Worked it around, but then it got tapped out. So Shaler on the baseline will look to get it in. And does here for Worcester. Again, looking to get some revenge for an early season loss. Well, just a few weeks ago, I should say. Here to Lawrence Milford. A pull-up jumper for Haley Shaler is a little short. Rebound out of bounds. And again, we'll stay with the Wolverines.
You got any game plan here to get Shaler some more shots, open looks? As I said, last game they played, she only got 7. So great job. What's the game plan you think here for Worcester?
That's a good point. I mean, they have to find her outside the three-point line. And I think they just have to get some early screens for her to get her going, because she's one of those shooters, once she hits one, it could be a long night for the opposing team.
Seen that a couple times myself, and I know you've seen even more games than me, so I will agree.
Shaler now at the top of the key, and they have a player right in her face. She fires up a three from straight away. I don't even know how she got that off. Left it short. A rebound underneath by the Wolverines. This ball is knocked over to the far side. A second chance opportunity here also won't go. And a rebound for Lawrence Milford. Finally, their first chance on offense. We're 1:10 in, and we're scoreless. Yeah, we'll have to see what Worcester does to get Haley some more open looks. Ball tapped at midcourt and into the backcourt here. It was deflected. So Lawrence Milford able to hold on, and it's one of those afternoons where they're starting all their seniors, so maybe this group hasn't played together. We'll see as they'll work it into the paint. Brooke Mann back out. Jaden Brody straightaway three, left it short, out of bounds, going back to Worcester. We're 1.5 in and scoreless here between the Wolverines and Lawrence Milford.
Hey, you girls, good motion action. Don't pass.
Wolverines have it, and they'll walk it down the floor to the left side. I think you're going to get a full mic full of Coach Kaltenbach here as we're sitting pretty much on the Worcester bench. So one of the best to do it in the area for sure. A long jumper here, a 2 for Faith Meiser, and that gets Worcester on the board.
And as we said in the pregame show, she was their leading scorer the last time these two teams played against each other.
Lawrence with the ball. It's tapped into the right-hand corner here. Scooped back up by Lawrence Milford. Brooke Mann finds Delaney Mason on the baseline. Her jumper rattles in. And a big bucket there for Lawrence Milford. So Mason with the good bucket to tie this game up at 2-2. And Mason is pretty much shadowing Haley Shaler here. Looks to be a box and one at this point with 5.5 to go in this first quarter. We're tied 2-2. Worcester will take it down low to the left low block, and a pull-up jumper there is short, and a rebound for John underneath. Alisa John will work it back out, and ahead now for Brooke Mann. Mann setting up the offense here for Lawrence Milford, going right to left. They go to the high post, working it back out. Mann for a 3 off the left side of the rim, out of bounds, and we'll stay with Lawrence Milford. 5:10 to go in this first quarter. We're tied 2-2. So Lawrence Milford with the basketball here on the baseline. Coaches versus Cancer Day here at Lawrence Central School. Always a well-attended event as the stands are pretty packed on the far side. Lawrence Milford with the ball. They go left side now. Brooke Mann, 3 in and out. and a rebound for Haley Shaler. I'm not convinced, Scott, that that ball is not very hard to play with. Actually, Worcester, Haley Shaler said she prefers to play with this pink ball. To me, it just looks like it's as hard as a rock, but they make it work.
It does, and I've always noticed that when, you know, they use these kind of balls for games like this. I'm never a fan of them myself.
Shaler to the right side. She said she thinks she shoots better with it when I was talking with her during the pregame. Five on the shot clock, and Shaler from the right side, a three again with a hand in her face, and she hits it.
Well, there you go. She said, I heard what you said, Nate, and I'm going to show you that I actually do shoot better with it.
Worcester 5, Lawrence Milford 2 with 4:20 to go in this first quarter. Again, a non-league game for this special event between these two schools in the Tri-Valley. Three schools, I should say. Brooke Mann with a jumper. It was long, rebounded by Jaden Brody. And they'll work it back out. Of course, Lawrence Milford sacrificing a couple of their normal starters here in the early going to play the seniors on senior day. We'll see how long the coaching staff decides to keep everybody in. Brooke Mann for three. It's too far. Rebound, though, by Jaden Brody. They keep it alive. Back out Mason for three. Left it a little short. And a rebound for the Wolverines. 3:50 to go first quarter. It's Worcester 5 and Lawrence Milford 2. Shaler to the left side. Dribbles into the corner now. Again, Worcester is going left to right. Wolverines with the ball. And they'll go to Samantha Tompkins. Working one back out, a long two for Madison Schultz is off the mark, and a rebound for Lawrence Milford. And tapped out of bounds, Shaler got a piece of it. It'll stay with Lawrence Milford. And here come some of the normal starters as Kara Mertz will come in, as well as Kyra Andrade's here for Lawrence. And Andrade's especially a player that can really fill it up here for Lawrence Milford.
I believe she's their leading scorer for their team this year, according to NateWall.com.
Yeah, go on there. Just updated all of that this morning for our top scorers page. So for anybody in the area, you can see who some of our best players are in terms of points per game average. All on NateWall.com. Just click the top scorers page at the top. Shot here by Lawrence Milford is no good, and Shaler's got the rebound. Takes it forward for Worcester. Flips one into the corner now for Tompkins. Back to Shaler on the right side in front of the LM bench. She gets a screen. There it is. She's open and just a little short there. Boy, it looked good. Not enough mustard on it, though. Rebound back down the floor for Lawrence Milford, and a right-handed layup won't go. Rolls out. Out of bounds and back here to Worcester with 2:45, a fast-moving first quarter. Worcester girls leading 5-2.
Kyra averaging 12.1 points per game, so second on the team behind Delaney Mason.
Mason, yep.
Okay.
Yeah, almost just take the eye out of there.
Okay.
Into the corner, a shot there is off the mark for Worcester, but Tompkins with a rebound. Works one inside here for Shaler. Off the leg there of Kara Mertz, and out of bounds will stay with the Wolverines. Of course, Lauren's girls last year made it to the Tri-Valley Championship before this merger, and Kyra's older sister, Gabby, was a key part of that team. Of course, she has gone now to graduation. But Kyra has really stepped into that role well. Worcester missing a shot ahead for Mason, leaving one off here for Andrade's, and she'll work it back out. Good move there to just reset on offense. Andrade's with a pump fake, steps in for a long 15-footer, rolls in and out, ball out of bounds, and going back to Worcester. So cold shooting so far here for Lawrence Milford. Of course, I think it might take him a little time, Scott, to get into some rhythm here. Started with the senior lineup, and now finally getting into your normal starting rotation. Pass here for the Wolverines is intercepted, taken away. Ahead for Delaney Mason. Right-handed layup is good for her. And that makes it 5-4. Worcester on top with a 1:55 to go first quarter. Wolverines in the backcourt. They get to the scorer's table here. Shaler's pass is intercepted and thrown away, but somehow the Wolverines get it back. And back up to the top of the key now for Tompkins. Safely into the hands of Shaler on the left side. Shaler again being guarded now by Kara Mertz. Far side Tompkins, long two, yes. A two here for Tompkins. Good extra pass by Shaler. She didn't force it. Makes it 7-4 on that long two there for the Wolverines of Worcester. We will have the boys game later, which will be the Milford boys and Worcester here. Foul on the Wolverines on the right side on Faith Miser.
And you said before the game, Haley Shaler had her 1,000 point. I believe Kyra's sister Gabby did last year, correct?
Yes. She was, I believe, the first female to do it in Lauren's history.
Wow.
Which was really impressive. Was over here that night, got it on her home floor, and I could easily see her sister being there in a couple of years, as Kyra is just in 10th grade and already has that full season on the varsity squad under her belt. She's fouled here and will go to the line. So this is, again, the sophomore, Kyra Andrade. Just last night, speaking of sophomores, I was over in Stanford, and McKenna Hoyt joined the 1,000 career point club as Andrade misses the first one here. And McKenna Hoyt, again from Stanford, just a sophomore, hits 1,000 points last night and is the highest average right now in the area for girls.
I was going to say, I was looking at that this morning, and I don't want to get it wrong, so I pulled it up here. 27 points per game.
Amazing. She is really fun to watch. As Andrade goes 0 for 2, that's pretty rare for her. And the Wolverines with a rebound. Yeah, if you get a chance to watch the Stanford girls, McKenna Hoyt is worth the trip if you got to go over to Stanford. Wolverines get tied up as they bring it down the floor. We got a jump ball. It's going to go back to Lawrence Milford in a fast-moving first quarter. 56 seconds to go, and it's the Worcester girls leading 7-4 here on Coaches versus Cancer Day at Lawrence High School.
And 27 points per game as a sophomore.
Yeah, as a sophomore. So already over 1,000 points. She could be the next girl in our area that could reach the 2,000 number. Of course, Kayla Campbell did it a couple of years ago at Franklin. I think the list all-time for 2,000-point scorers for the girls is maybe 7 or 8. We can look that up during halftime today. Here's Delaney Mason for 3. No. Shaler with a rebound. 30 seconds left, first quarter. Long pass ahead for Faith Miser. Off her hands, out of bounds, and going back to Lawrence Milford. With 26 seconds to go, first quarter, 7-4 is our score, with Worcester hanging tough here in a game that hasn't had a lot of rhythm yet here.
Do you think the ball's kind of slippery? I've seen some girls kind of lose control of it.
To me, it looks slippery, and that ball, for whatever reason, looks heavy to me. It's impossible to say that just by looking at it, but it looks heavy. Lawrence with the basketball. They go to Mason for 3, and this is just off the side of the rim, but a rebound is up and good with 5 seconds left by Lexi Sutphin. And that's going to do it for the first quarter. It's Worcester 7 and Lawrence Milford 6. A girls' non-league battle here, coaches versus cancer at Lawrence Central School. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. End of the first quarter. Start of the second now. Worcester girls lead Lawrence Milford 7-6 here after the first quarter. And, boy, a hard-fought game, but not a lot of rhythm so far. Scott, I think both teams, a good rivalry game, and they're just kind of feeling each other out. And who knows, maybe that pink ball plays more of a factor than we know.
Yeah, you and I will never figure that one out sitting over here, but it's probably better for everyone that you and I are sitting over here.
A steal by Delaney Mason gets tapped out of bounds. It'll stay with the Wolverines. And again, we're sitting right here at midcourt. Great spot to call the game, but we are right in between the benches. So if you're hearing a lot at home, we're closer to the Worcester bench, so you might be hearing a lot of commentary from their coaching staff throughout today's game. Maybe we'll get Jim Kenyon over here for the boys' game later, too. He's always full of life. Longtime Worcester boys coach. Faith Meisner on the far side, taken away. Here's Andrade. He's on a breakaway layup, and Kyra cannot hit it. Missed it, but got her own rebound somehow. Kyra's going for round two. Missed it again. And a rebound here for the Wolverines. Here is Shaler down the left side of the floor. Across the Leopard logo here at midcourt. Worcester in a 7-6 game, and it feels like it's going to be a low-scoring battle. Left side now for Tompkins. A little dribble drive into the corner. Looking to get it back up to the foul line area, and they do here for Faith Mizer. Mizer in the paint, lost control of it, and it's taken away here by Lawrence Milford. Andrade's right side finds Brooke Mann, and she travels. Going back to the Wolverines. Guys, so far I would describe this one as kind of a slugfest.
I would describe this as the exact opposite as what you and I did on Thursday night between Walton, Downsville, and UNT Eagle Franklin.
That game was nobody could miss. It was raining threes, especially for that Walton Downsville team. They could not miss in that game on the road at Franklin the other night that we did. Wolverines get tied up there. Frustration for Samantha Tompkins. The jump ball is going to give it back to Lawrence Milford.
And you wonder if, like, the time of day, being a Saturday, might throw it off, too. It's not your normal during-the-week-after-school game. I always felt that was a little bit tougher for me when I played.
Yeah, kind of an early, you know, if you're going to play on a Saturday, it's earlier in the day. There's Andrade's from the left side. I mean, it's not a morning game by any means, but you're not playing your traditional 7 o'clock start either. So, yeah, it could definitely throw some things off. And, Sky, we've seen some low-scoring games this year. I don't know what's in the water, but teams all over the area have been playing a lot of games in the high 20s and the 30s and a lot of games in the 40s for sure. Shaler into the right corner, diving to try to save this ball, but can't quite get there, and it's going to go back to Lawrence Milford. It's 7-6 still. Worcester girls on top of Lawrence Milford with 6:20 to go in the second quarter. Live from Lawrence Central School today, here is Brooke Mann across midcourt. Setting up the offense, they go to Andrade's, pump fakes, pulls it down. Left side now, and they'll reverse it for Mertz. Mertz looking for options. Goes back to the right side, pump fakes, steps in, a little short two, was a line drive and no good. And a rebound here for the Wolverines. A pass ahead. And stepping through, right-handed layup is off the mark here for Moralja. And back the other way for Lawrence Milford. Mertz finding Brookman to Andrade's, a straightaway three for her. No, off the back of the rim. And Kyra has come off the bench cold here this afternoon. And then a foul on Lawrence Milford on the rebound with 5:40 to go in the second quarter. You wondered when Lawrence Milford was going to get in trouble for that. They've been chasing the rebound and trying to get a quick steal back. And I feel like that's a referee's favorite thing to call, right, is that little reach in right after the rebound.
They got to love to make calls when they can. So, you know, they're going to pull the whistle every opportunity they get.
Wolverines with the ball. They go to Tompkins' right side. They're in the green with the white trim. And a pull-up jumper here is off the mark for Madison Schultz from the right corner. Back the other way, Delaney Mazin. Back out here for Brooke Mann for three on the right side. That's a big shot there for Brooke Mann. And it gives Lawrence Milford the lead, 9-7. Now a steal by Mason. Steps in. A two in the paint is good for Delaney Mason. She's got 6 points, and Worcester wants a timeout. Lawrence Milford jumps ahead 11-7 with 5 minutes to go in the second quarter here in Lawrence. We'll be back on CDO.
Getting in a car accident is bad enough. Dealing with the hassles and insurance details can be overwhelming. That's why folks in the Tri-County area rely on Sydney Auto Body after an accident. Hi, Mike Lang here. Did you know Sydney Auto Body has repaired vehicles for over 55 years? We will provide expert workmanship and work closely with your insurance company to make it easier on you. Customer satisfaction is our number one priority. So if you have an accident or hit a deer, tell your insurance company that you choose Sydney Auto Body. I think you'll be happy you did. Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in Sydney. Call 563-8200.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. Out of the timeout taken by Worcester, they trail 11-7. Tri-Valley girls basketball here this afternoon on WCDO. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Skylar Thompson. We got Jim Tomeo. He's our producer back in Sydney at our Main Street studios. The jumper in the corner now for Worcester will not go. Shaler with a rebound, far side, can't muscle it back up. Second chance now for Shaler, and she's fouled. with 4:50 to go in the second quarter. Good rebounding underneath by Haley Shaler. And Worcester will have the ball on the baseline to the left of the hoop. So far, Delaney Mason with 6 points to lead the way for Lawrence Milford. And Haley Shaler has three for the Worcester girls. Shaler trying to get going here, but they can't get that pass to her. Mertz was just able to get a fingertip on it and poke it away. Mertz has been chasing Shaler and not getting much of a rest ever since she came in. Worcester goes to the interior. A shot off the glass is up and good. Nicely done there by Bella Head. Cuts it back to a two-point game. It is Lawrence Milford 11 and Worcester 9 with 4.5 to go in the second quarter. Thanks for joining us as well on WCDLSports.com. Our web stream today brought to you by SFCU. Here's Andrade. The baseline drive, right wing side, left it a little short there. And on the rebound, we'll have a jump ball going back to the Wolverines. Andrade's is getting good looks, Sky, just not falling so far for Lawrence Milford. One of their leading scorers. Worcester across midcourt. They just got it there in time. Here is Miser with a drive. Tries a shot that won't go. A rebound here for the Wolverines. They go back inside for Shaler. And she'll pull it out. Shaler into the corner. Finds a little bit of real estate. Fires the three. It won't go. Rebound underneath is up and good for Bella Head. And she's fouled. Tying this game up at 11. And she'll have a chance at the three-point play. Great rebound off a miss from Shaler. I don't know how she let that one go in the corner. That she had no room to work with. I think Shaler is saying, I might as well put it up. It's either going to go in, or I'm going to give my teammates a chance to clean it up, and you get an opportunity like that. Foul shot is no good, but we are tied at 11 now between Worcester and Lawrence Milford. 3:55 to go in the second quarter. Andrade, straightaway three. No, again, just not enough mustard on that. And it bounced off the front of the rim. Wolverines with the ball.
And another good look for her, just like you said, Nate. She was wide open on that one. But knowing she can shoot, at some point I think they're not going to want to give her too many open looks like that.
Shaler for a long two. Bounced off the front of the rim here for Worcester. Again, we're tied at 11. Back out to Tompkins, who will reset the offense here for WCS. Miser in the corner, a long two. Yes, no, a three. She just had her foot behind the line. And Miser's got 5 points, making it Worcester 14, Lawrence 11. Lawrence Milford, I should say. Mason steps in, and that's an air ball. Might have gotten tipped, and Shaler was there to scoop up the loose change for Worcester. Well, it's kind of been a game of runs here with 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. Tompkins in front of the Lawrence Milford bench as they go left to right. Back out Tompkins, an 18-footer in and out. Rebound underneath for Lawrence Milford, and a foul on the Wolverines, on Faith Miser. 2:55 to go in the second quarter, and make sure you stay tuned. We'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a bit. We'll talk about this game, some games last night. It's been a busy week, and maybe some more information from NateLull.com. What were we going to look up at halftime? Oh, the 2,000-point list.
Yep.
We can pull that up as well. A lot of familiar names on that list. And will we have somebody there in the near future? Possibly we could in the next 2 years. Andrade's in the corner. Boy, she got hit hard. She thought she got fouled. Nobody else did. And Worcester gets the rebound. Ahead now for Madison Schultz. Schultz at midcourt goes back to Tompkins, and we got a reach-in foul with 2.5 to go in the second quarter. And Lawrence Milford a little frustrated right now by some of the calls by the officials. First foul on Andrade's and the fourth on Lawrence Milford as a team. 2:25 to go in the second quarter, and it is Worcester girls leading 14-11. Coaches versus cancer game here today from Lawrence Central School. The boys will be up after this. Milford taking on Worcester. They go to the high post now. Worcester with the basketball. We got a jump ball, and this time it's going back to Lawrence Milford. 2:10 to go, second quarter. And Lawrence Milford will get it back. And they'll look to walk it up the floor. Brooke Mann setting up the offense. Lawrence in the pink uniforms here today with the white trim. And they'll go to Mason in the corner. This would be a big three, and it just hit off the back of the rim. The iron unkind. Rebound for Worcester. Meisner will get into the safe hands of the points guard here, Madison Schultz, being hounded by Andrade near midcourt and nowhere to go. 10-second violation. Some of this pressure by Lawrence Milford kind of causing some problems with the guards of Worcester.
When did they start to implement the 10-second back into girls' basketball?
That's a good question, Sky. These rules change so much now. In recent years, we've had the foul change. We've had some other changes. We'll ask. We'll find out at halftime. I just don't want to misspeak. Lawrence with the ball here. They'll kick it back over to Andrade's. And they go to Mason. 15 on the shot clock. Her shot was blocked. And Worcester will come away with it. And back across midcourt. And out of bounds, it will go. And we'll stay with Worcester. 1:25 to go in the second quarter. That's a good question. Now you got the wheels working upstairs there.
Normally with stuff like that, I feel like it's just automatic for you.
You know, a couple of years ago, you know, they have changes every offseason now. And between the boys and the girls games, it's hard to keep up with. Good pass from Shaler. And she's able to find Allison Boyle on the far side. She puts it up and in, and Worcester now leads 16-11. We'll have a timeout with just over a minute to go in the second quarter. 30-second timeout. We'll be back on CDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2 2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
108 to go in the second quarter. Nate Lull, Sky Thompson with you here. Sky, if you're Worcester, you only scored 26 points the last time you played Lawrence Milford. You got 16 here with a minute to go in the second quarter. The offense has been finding ways to click here today.
Yeah, so far they're off to a good start, and that's with Haley Shaler, their leading scorer, not having scored that many. So they're getting some nice contributions from other pieces.
Andrade's with a big three for Lawrence Milford. And that's her first basket of the game. Cuts it back to a two-point lead, 16-14. Worcester on top by two. They break the press, and they find Boyle for a wide-open layup, and she puts it in. Great passing there by Worcester. 18-14 our score now. Worcester girls leading Lawrence Milford. 30 seconds to go in the first half. They go back to Andrade's on at the left side. Kyra will find Mertz in the corner here. Mertz looking for options, skips across the top of the defense. They go to Mason, and she's fouled as she tries to take it to the inside on the right elbow. 17 seconds left. We'll have our Marabito Energy Products halftime report just coming up in a few minutes. Lawrence will get the ball in. Andrade, the deep three from the right side, just a little too strong. And the rebound is scooped up here by Worcester, and we'll have a jump ball. Mason got tied up there with Bella Head. Arrow will keep it with the Wolverines. 13 seconds. This feels like a Haley Shaler special if they can get it down the floor. They go to Tompkins at midcourt. Tompkins steps through a double team and lost it. Andrade's with a steal, and the breakaway layup is good. Andrade's now with 5 points, and that's going to do it. First half in the books. Worcester girls lead Lawrence Milford 18-16. Sky, real quick, back and forth. We got a good one here.
We really do, and it's been, as you said, a game of runs right now. It seems like one team goes on one, and then the other one goes on their own. But two-point game going into the half should have a great finish.
Yeah, make sure you stay tuned for the Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. 18-16 at the half. Worcester girls on top of Lawrence Milford here in the Coaches versus Cancer game. We'll be back on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Marabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Marabito team today by visiting marabito.com/careers. Marabito, where people make energy different.
What are you doing about snow time? So get ready for the tough winter driving season. Stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, is a proud supporter of high school sports
on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Coaches versus Cancer Day here. And again, they already raised $2,500 before the games even started today at the Zumbathon. And the Zumbathon is in honor of a resident and teacher who recently passed away from cancer here in the Lawrence community, in the Lawrence school. So they did it in her honor today, and immediately had a $1,000 donation right off the bat. And then by the end of the Zumbathon, had $2,500. They got a bunch of raffles going on out there. They actually have some memorabilia from the Baseball Hall of Fame that's up for grabs today, so they do a great job with this event, that's for sure. It's time now for the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report, sponsored by Marabito. Of course, Marabito has been delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service for over 90 years. Call Marabito today at 607-563-HEAT. That's 607-563-HEAT. Guy, let's do the important stuff first. We got the 2,000-point list up here, and let's see how many members we got in there. I'll let you count that up, but we have so many Tri-Valley players in there, too. It's really impressive. So, most of it is small school kids, so how many we got on there?
If I can count correctly, 12.
Okay. So, McKenna Hoyt, last night, sophomore, Stanford Central School, could potentially make that list, you know, knock on wood and everything. No injuries. She's still got 2.5 years, and she's on a good team, so if you get a couple extra playoff games, you could definitely get on that list. I think for her, she wants to pass her sister, Mel, and Mel has got to be at, I'm just looking at the 1,000-point list here. I don't know if we've updated this. There she is. Mel Hoyt had 1,619 points. I think Mel would have gotten it if it wasn't for COVID. Mel is playing Division II basketball at St. Anselm out in New Hampshire now. So I think McKenna's hit list is get to my sister. The all-time Delaware League boys high scorer is Tyler Lamport from South Portland. I believe he ended up at 1987, so he just missed 2K. But then from Wyndham is Erica Naloff, who has 2,141. So if she gets to 2,000, she could have a chance at the all-time Delaware League record. Erica was a fantastic player, went on, played in college, I believe, up in Vermont. But that's what McKenna's looking at over the next 2.5 years.
You know what's so impressive about this 2,000-point club list for me, for the girls, is out of the 12, two girls from the same school happened three times. The top is Harpersville, and they have another Harpersville in there above 2,000. I wasn't even going to throw that part in there, but that's even more remarkable. Franklin locally has two girls in there, and Charlotte Valley has two girls as well. So half of the list.
Did you look at the Charlotte Valley point totals? Check that out.
They're the exact same.
The exact same. 2,121 points for two girls from the same school who played in different eras. How does that happen?
That's just like one free throw difference right there.
Rena Goble did it back in the early 90s, and Sam Meyerhoff was an absolute monster. Boy, probably in the 2008, 9, 10, 11 range, somewhere in there. She went out and played at Worcester Polytech Institute in college. Rena Goble definitely went out and played in college. I've been trying to get Rena to come on my show. I find her fascinating. I hope I get her on soon. But just so many cool stories on this list. You can do a whole podcast on this 2K list. But a lot of small school kids. But, yeah, the same exact points for the Charlotte Valley ones, insane.
That is really crazy. And we mentioned Jim Weir, of course, his daughter.
Yes.
Shannon on the list from Milford.
Shannon on the list, great ball player. Kayla Campbell from Franklin ended up with...
Also 21-21.
Yeah, 21-21. And if she gets a few more games around COVID, maybe she catches Jordan Beers, who's up at 2,442.
You got to think, Kayla's team, they always made deep runs in the playoffs, so she missed at least... safely to say 10 games maybe, because
yeah.
I think they played 8 during COVID.
It would have been close.
So, and she averaged I mean, quite a few points herself per game. So you're thinking she probably missed out on around 300-ish, give or take, points. So, yeah, that puts her right in the ballpark right there.
All-time leading scorer in the section, Hannah Kimmel from Harpersville, which is right around that 2010 range, 2,692 points. Went on and played at Sacred Heart. She was fantastic. One that I think probably also would have been on this list. Well, I mean, you're a Oneonta guy. Mariah Ruff was super close at 1932. And Lacey Drake rolled her ankle in the first game of the COVID season, and she finished with 1,815, and Lacey was averaging right around 30 a game. I think she's another one that probably could have been on that list. So, amazing. You could talk about that list all day. But we're going to take a break. Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report, Coaches versus Cancer. 18-16, our score, Worcester girls on top here of Lawrence Milford. Haley Shaler from Worcester is a recent addition to this 1,000-point club list as well. So pretty cool. All right, we'll be right back on WCDO.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hardwoods.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, welcome back. We are just underway in the second half here from Lawrence Central School. Worcester girls leading 18-16, a battle of two Tri-Valley League teams in this Coaches versus Cancer fundraising day on WCDO here. As a pull-up jumper is good for Worcester. And that's Bella Head again with another putback, and she's got 6 points. She also had three rebounds in that first half. Andrade's is able to save a ball that was going to roll out there for Lawrence Milford. But it went right to Worcester, and they'll bring it back down the floor. Worcester's in the green uniforms with the white trim, going right to left. Shaler fires up a three right side, a little too short. She's had two defenders in her face almost all afternoon. Haley averaging right around 18 points a game. She's only got three here today. So they've done the job on defense.
But Bella Head using her size underneath, she's been great for them. On the misses, she's getting the rebound and putting it right back up. Those 6 points have been huge for Worcester.
Lawrence Milford with the ball. Andrade's right side. Pull-up jumper for her. And a foul underneath on Worcester. I think Haley would be happy with a win, even if she doesn't score the points. She's that type of a player. But I think they're going to need her to score some points down the stretch here to protect this lead. Actually, that was a push-off there on Andrade's, I think.
No, illegal screen.
Illegal screen, okay.
Number 10.
And so Mertz gets called for the illegal screen. And Mertz has been the one guarding Haley Shaler for most of the afternoon. A jumper here for Faith Meiser for three. And Meiser now with 8 points, and she's their leading scorer. And so Lawrence Milford has kind of dared Worcester to try to beat him in another way, and so far it's paid off here for the Wolverines. Brooke Mann, a three. Died on the front of the rim there. Hit twice and then rolled off. Back out here for Lawrence Milford. Andrade's a straightaway three. Yes! Kyra Andrade's with 8 points. And a timeout's going to be taken by head coach Jim Weir. 6 minutes to go in the third. It is Worcester girls leading 23-19. On the road here against Lawrence Milford. We'll be back on CDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. 6 minutes to go, third quarter. 23-19, Worcester girls finding different ways to score here despite some heavy pressure from this Lawrence Milford defense. 6 minutes to go in the third. Wolverines get it across midcourt. And it's tapped out of bounds here by Andrade's. It'll stay with the Wolverines. Wolverines look to get it in. They find Shaler. Pump fakes on a three. Steps in for a long two. In and out. And Haley just cannot find her shot right now. Wolverines keep it alive with a rebound, though. Shaler to the left side. Gets a little screen here. Flips it far side for Faith Miser. Back up to Tompkins. Into the corner now for Shaler. Her jumper in and out. Rebound for Bella Head. Missed it, but Worcester again keeps it alive on the rebound. They pass one down low, and it's in. Good high-low pass. And Allison Boyle gets it on the back door, and she's got 6 points.
Worcester is using their height to their advantage right now. Great high-low, like you just said right there, from the two post players.
5 minutes to go here in the third. Delaney Mazin cannot get that shot to go. Rebound here for Worcester. They've done the job on the glass as well. Shaler across midcourt. Behind the back dribble to try to get some real estate. And they go down low again, using that size advantage, and fouled on the low block on the left side is Allison Boyle. And she'll head to the line. Sky, what has allowed Worcester to have this success on the inside? Is it the passing, or is it truly just the size, you think?
I think it's a combination of the two. Right now, they're doing a great job. As I mentioned, Bella Head was doing a great job getting the offensive rebound. So second chance opportunities are huge, of course. But they're getting great position, too, on the smaller defenders. It's not just being bigger, but they really are getting great position and giving their teammates a great passing lane.
And they're doing it at the foul line, too, as here's Boyle hitting the first shot. So you have Boyle with 7. Miser has 8. Bella Head has 6. So they're finding other players that are able to score. And so waiting for something here. The officials are getting together.
I think it's the clock.
Oh, okay. The shot clock on the far end of the court here is kind of flickering. And so I think they're just going to try to mess with that a little bit, see if they can get it back to normal. I mean, you can see it well enough, but certainly if you're going that way, not ideal. And a shooting violation here on Worcester, so it's going to go back to Lawrence Milford. I love these scoreboards here, Sky, and I know that's a weird thing to say, but they're the colors, so if you're ahead, it's one color. If you're behind, it's another. If the clock is running, it's one color. It just, for me, it's easier to keep up with. I think it's a smart thing.
And when it's tied, the scores are actually going to be the same color.
Same color, yeah. It's a very smart scoreboard. Helps keep me on the right page. A rebound here for Haley Shaler off a miss for Lawrence Milford. And we got a foul. And it's going to go back to Worcester. Lawrence Milford looks frustrated right now, Sky.
They are, and I think part of it goes back to the offensive side of things. They're getting good looks, or at least they've gotten good looks so far this game, and they just haven't gotten the shot to go down. So they've gotten the looks they've wanted, just have to capitalize.
Into the corner, Faith Miser for 3, rattles in and out. Ball loose and out of bounds. Going to go back to Lawrence Milford. A good look there for the Wolverines, but that time it wouldn't go. 4:25 to go here in the third. Worcester girls leading 26-19. Brooke Mann to the right side of the floor tries to pass to the high post, and it's kicked. And it's going to stay here with Lawrence Milford. Can Lawrence Milford chip away here on their home floor at Lawrence Central School and find a way to get back in? They go to the high post. A pass down low, up off the glass, no good. Rebound underneath. Worcester still using that size advantage. And here comes Shaler. That was Bella Head with the rebound underneath. Shaler at midcourt gets mugged here, and it's taken away by Andrade's, and she puts it up and in. And Andrade's is into double figures with 10. 26-21 now with 3:50 to go here in the third. That was tough. A lot of contact there to take that ball away from Shaler. Ball knocked out of bounds here, and now Worcester almost looks a little frustrated as they try to protect this lead. 16 on the shot clock. That clock looks a lot better there on the far side of the floor, so must have just been a momentary glitch. Wolverines with the ball. They go to Tompkins, high post, working it down low on the left low block. Worcester keeps it alive. Miser straight away, buckled. Bella Head a rebound. Her chance won't go, and Lawrence Milford with a rebound. Back down the floor here with Brooke Mann and into the corner. Mason with a jumper in and out. Rebound Tompkins, and an outlet pass here for the Wolverines. And then taken away at midcourt. Boy, it's turned into a game of hot potato. Ahead for Mason. Left side is good. And Delaney Mason with 8 points now. And it's back to a three-point game. Worcester 26, Lawrence Milford 23. Far side Wolverines with the ball. They get it across the midcourt timeline, taken away again. A bad pass, and Andrade's was right there. Johnny on the spot to take it away. Brooke Mann back to Andrade's for a three and a tie game. No, out of bounds. Going to go back to the Worcester Wolverines this time. And a timeout's going to be taken by Worcester here. They want to regroup. 2:45 to go in the third. It's Worcester 26, Lawrence Milford 23. We'll be back on CDO.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. 2:45 to go in the third. Worcester girls 26, Lawrence Milford girls 23. What a game, back and forth. Nothing has come easy for either side here, Sky. I think that's one thing as this game moves on. I mean, they're fighting tooth and nail for every bucket, and feels like it's going to go right down to the wire here. Wolverines will get it in, going right to left again in the green uniforms with the white trim, and they get across midcourt. A pass down low for Allison Boyle from a tough angle. No, out of bounds, and going back to Lawrence Milford. Coach Kaltenbach wants some calls from the officials near midcourt when the trap is coming in. He feels they're not getting those calls there on some of the physical plays. Andrade's to the right side. A bounce pass for Brooke Mann. Mann to the high post. Back out, Andrade's. Long two, in and out. Rebound for Mason. Tries to put it up, and it's blocked. Ball loose, and we got a foul on the floor here with 2:12 to go in the third. Foul's going to be on Bella Head here for Worcester. Here's our foul situation. Three for Lawrence Milford and one for Worcester. Lawrence gets it in. They go to Mason, and she'll pull it out to Jaden Brody. Now to Brooke. Brooke Mann finds Mason on the right side. In a tough spot, back out Brooke Mann. Long three, too much on that. Bounces sky high, and then a rebound for Worcester off the miss. Over for Faith Miser. Wolverine setting it up, slowing it down here with a minute 50 to go in the third. Miser with the basketball. And now to the far side for Haley Shaler. Wants that three and hits it. Shaler with a big shot there. She's got 6 points. Haley also went over 200 career three-pointers on the same night when she hit her 1,000th point. So a lot of records for Haley Shaler in her Worcester career. A miss here from Lawrence Milford. And now back down the floor for Worcester. They currently lead 29-23. Shaler threw a double team and finally a foul with 1:17 to go in the third. Lawrence Milford's bringing that pressure on that trap, and it's been physical for sure.
I think they're trying to speed the game up. They got some very quick athletes, and I think that's the kind of style they want to play, try and get those steals, but comes at a cost sometimes with those fouls.
Well said. Wolverines with the ball. They go to Shaler on the left side. Another three for Haley. This one got partially blocked by Jaden Brody, and then a jump ball on the rebound. It'll keep it with the Wolverines. Looks like Brody just got a little bit of a piece of that. Kind of took it off course. 1:03 to go in the third. It's 29-23, and the Wolverines will get it in to the left side. Now they go back to Shaler on the right. Wants a three, pulls it, and again, not enough on it. Haley a little frustrated here. I thought maybe after seeing that last one go through, she'd heat up. But I just think the pressure has been really tough. She is taking shots with a hand in her face constantly. 45 seconds to go, third quarter. 29-23 our score. Worcester girls still leading Lawrence Milford on Coaches versus Cancer Day here. Ball out of bounds going back to Worcester. Two good looks there for Lawrence Milford, but neither would go down. Wolverines on the baseline will look to get it in. And they do to Haley Shaler. Shaler ahead now for Bella Head. Picks up her dribble in a tough spot, but gets it off safely into the hands of Samantha Tompkins. Finds Shaler, wide open, right side three, no. Rebound, though, is up and in for Bella Head. Bella Head's got 8 points.
Let's go.
Worcester, 31, and Lawrence Milford, 23. 15 seconds left. Third quarter here, shot was no good for Jaden Brody, and a rebound for Worcester. 10 seconds left now. Shaler glances up at the clock, comes to the right side, and the ball gets tipped away, and I think time's just going to run out here, and it does at the end of the quarter. 31-23, Worcester girls lead Lawrence Milford. It's a battle here. We got one quarter left to go. We'll be back on WCDO.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL, and McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's, or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
Hey, love the car.
Nice, huh? Got it a couple of weeks ago at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney.
Man, a lot of people around here get their cars and trucks from Butler Auto Sales.
Well, they have around 150 vehicles on two lots, so it's hard not to find what you want. I just go to their website, butlerautosales.com. Every vehicle on the lot, including the new arrivals, are right there. And when my brother ran into financial trouble, they went above and beyond to get him financed.
Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. The Worcester girls take a 31-23 edge over Lawrence Milford as we enter the fourth quarter. Sky, give me one key here for both sides as they try to battle it out here in the last 8 minutes. Both sides really want this win on Coaches versus Cancer Day.
I would say for Worcester, the biggest thing right now is you got to protect the basketball. You don't want to give away possession and use your size. So I guess two. On that one, if I'm Lawrence, I'm going to keep the pressure on and try and continue to get those steals and get some easy, fast break buckets. I think if you do that, get yourself right back in the game.
Yeah, that's where they've really excelled is when the defense has turned into offense for them. Mertz on the right side. Her jumper is a little short. And then back out here to Andrade's. Andrade's now to Brooke Mann. Gets tied up with Shaler, and we got a jump ball. And Coach Kaltenbach is in the booth with us, I think, for... I think he's going to be for most of this fourth quarter here. This is the most animated I've seen him in a while. He's pumped up. I think this game means a lot to both of these teams and a great crowd here to watch. Worcester gets the ball over midcourt, and they go to Shaler on the right side. Shaler on the baseline, looking for options. Dumps one off, and the shot from the interior there by Allison Boyle is no good. They got the look they wanted, but it wouldn't go down. 7:15 to go in the fourth quarter. Worcester girls leading on the road, 31-23. Back out for Brooke Mann. Mann with a baseline drive here, and she's fouled. So we come up on 7 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. This is another way Lawrence Milford could chip their way back in here, is at the line, possibly, down the stretch. And so settling in, here is Brooke Mann in and out at the line. Another one coming. It does feel like Lawrence Milford still struggling today to find a rhythm. Most of the time when it has swung their way, it has been because of fast break points. 0-for-2 at the line for Mann. A rebound is chased down by Lexi Sutphin. And back out to Mann. They'll reset the offense. They go to Mason. Three on the left side is no good. Mertz with a rebound. And they'll kick it back out. Lawrence Milford with another opportunity. Again, they're in the pink uniforms here today. celebrating coaches versus cancer. Shot from the right corner for Brooke Mann is off the mark. Worcester will scoop up the loose change. Ball knocked out of bounds again. Very opportunistic here on defense. Lawrence Milford getting their hands on everything. Pass to midcourt. They go to Bell ahead and now to Shaler. Shaler, left side. Boy, that thing hit both sides of the rim, popped out and went sky high. But Worcester gets the rebound with 6.5 to go in the fourth, and they lead 31-23. Tompkins with a take. No, but a rebound for Worcester underneath. Count the bucket, and she's going to go to the line, Allison Boyle. 9 points for her, and she's going to the line. Biggest lead of the game now for Worcester, 33-23. And so this will be Boyle to the line, looking to be the first Worcester player today in double figures. So Boyle settling in, and the first, or her only shot is up and good. Allison Boyle with 10 points. Timeout is going to be taken by Worcester. They lead 34-23 over Lawrence Milford here in Lawrence. With just over 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, we'll be back on WCDO.
Come check out the local high school sports Wall of Fame at Jerry's Inn in Bainbridge, featuring photos by Jason and Ricky McPherson. Jerry's Inn has that same iconic hometown atmosphere and a diverse, delicious menu. Jerry's Inn house specialties include street tacos, chicken gyro, Jerry's cheesesteak, as well as New York strip and surf and turf after 5 p.m. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge, is open Tuesday through Sunday for lunch and dinner. Follow Jerry's Inn on Facebook for daily specials and events.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. 6:20 to go, fourth quarter, and the Worcester girls have opened up a 34-23 edge over Lawrence Milford. Mertz will pass one down low for Andrade's. Her shot, again, won't go. And another big rebound here for Allison Boyle. We just said it during the break. Worcester's doing a great job on the glass. We'll have those final stats for you later. But I think it's made a difference. What do you think?
I think it does, because on the defensive side, they're limiting them to just one shot per possession, and then they're getting second chances on the offensive end.
Shaler with a long two from the left side. It wouldn't go. Rebound for Lawrence Milford. Sutphin now to Andrade's. Top of the three-point arc as Lawrence Milford goes left to right. A three here for Brooke Mann. No, and another rebound on the far side by Samantha Tompkins. Tompkins finds Shaler at midcourt. Shaler with just 6 points, well below her season average. But Worcester still in the driver's seat. Shaler's going to take it to the hoop and scores. And Shaler's got 8 points. Nice move there by Shaler. Maybe that'll get things moving for her. Makes it 36-23. Andrade's pump fakes. Goes to Mertz in the right corner. With 5:10 to go here in the fourth. Horns to the far side. Andrade's pump fakes. Steps through. And her floating fadeaway jumper will not go. And the rebound is out of bounds. With 5 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Don't forget, up next we'll have the Worcester boys taking on the Milford boys. And Milford has been very impressive over the last couple of weeks. I'm excited to watch them today. They have a couple of guys who can really fill it up. Wolverines with the ball. Shaler into the paint from the foul line. It's good for Haley Shaler. And she's got 10. Shaler finding some rhythm. I got to give you credit. You said during the break, maybe she should take it to the hoop. Two straight possessions she has, and it's worked.
I don't want to act like I know what I'm talking about, because I don't. I don't know if they heard me in the timeout or not, but I'll take credit for it.
Smart, you know, just as Coach Bonds always says, you see it go through the hoop once, everything changes for you. So 38-23 Worcester, trying to put a stamp on this game with 4.5 to go. Here is Delaney Mason, shot off the mark and no good. Wolverines with the ball.
And the other thing I think, too, is no one's going to dispute, obviously, with over 200 made three-pointers that she's a good shooter. But sometimes it's just off, right?
Yeah.
But find something else that you can do on offense to do it. And she's done a great job with passing, but attack the rim and look for your points that way.
Last two trips down the floor, they've gotten some buckets that have really put some space between them and Lawrence Milford right now. As Worcester girls lead 38-23 with 4:10 to go in the fourth quarter. Shaler on the baseline looking to get the ball in. Lawrence Milford going to the bench now. Libby Cox will step in. Wolverines have it. And finding Boyle underneath. Her shot won't go. Sutphin with a rebound. And Lexi Sutphin trying to go the length of the court and scores. Nice strong move there by Lexi Sutphin. And Lawrence Milford still has life, but they got some work to do with 3:55 left. They trail 38-25. Faith Miser in the corner. We'll now go back up top to Tompkins. Shaler looking to set a screen. Tompkins comes off of it. Looks to step down low. Now back out to Shaler. With 3:35 to go in the fourth. Shaler gets a screen. Comes off at 5 on the shot clock. Shaler with a long 2. And it's way too strong. She had to put that up in desperation. 3:25 to go here in the fourth. Sutphin to the high post. And she's fouled. 38-25 our score. I'm just laughing at Coach K here.
I think they've heard more of him than us.
I know. I love watching it here, and the coaches interact with the referees sometimes. It cracks me. Lawrence Milford on the inbound pass stepped in, giving it back to the Wolverines. And Coach Carr has seen enough. He wants to talk it over. He's frustrated. 3:20 to go in the fourth. We'll step away. 38-25 our score. The Worcester girls lead Lawrence Milford on CDO.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla is accepting new customers. A visit to the pharmacy shouldn't be a hassle, and it shouldn't take an hour to wait for your prescription. That's why so many people in the Tri-Town area have already switched to Brown's Pharmacy. This is Patrice, and I'm proud to say that our knowledgeable staff is efficient, helpful, and patient-friendly. You're not just another insurance card to us. We are happy to consult with you and answer your questions. So make the switch to Brown's Pharmacy, Main Street in Unadilla. For more information, call us at 369-2131.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. 3:15 to go here, fourth quarter. Out of the timeout, Worcester breaks the press, but the pass from Shaler to Miser was just a little too far in front of her. She couldn't track it down. Lawrence Milford gets it back.
And if you're Lawrence Milford, that's what you need. You want to force turnovers, get some good shots. You don't have to rush anything, but you want to get good shots and capitalize on each one of them.
3 minutes to go in the fourth, and the Worcester girls lead 38-25 here in Lawrence over Lawrence Milford on Coaches vs. Cancer Day. Mason steps in for a 2. It's partially blocked. She wanted a foul and won't get it. And Worcester will come away with the basketball ahead for Faith Miser. Miser to the left side, and she is fouled by Brooke Mann. Again, the boys' game will be coming up after this. We'll have Milford boys against Worcester. And after the final buzzer here, we'll keep it right here and give out our 3 awards before we take a small break in between the 2 games. Saturday afternoon hoops here on CDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU. We're glad to have you listening wherever you might be. A 5 count here on Worcester. They couldn't get the ball in. And another chance for Lawrence Milford. They're going to have to find a way to fill it up here, but they still have life late in this game with 2:45 left. They go to Mertz on the right side. Mertz looking for options. Goes back to Brooke Mann. Splits a double team. Goes to Alicia John in the corner. John wants to fire up a 3 and it's blocked. But Andrade's comes down with it. Back out. Brooke Mann, deep 3 for her is good. The bank is open late on a Saturday for Brooke Mann. And she's got 6 points. Makes it 38-28 with 2:15 left. Lawrence Milford in desperate need of a stop here. Shaler, top of the key. Little dribble drive for Haley. Steps in. Her layup from straight on won't go down. Rebound for Lawrence Milford. 2 minutes left. Brooke Mann in transition finds Delaney Mason. who steps in, and we have a foul, a reach-in on Worcester with 1:58 left.
Well, if Lawrence Milford's going to make a comeback, this is how you do it. You get stops and you score points being down 10 with just under 2 minutes remaining. So they've gotten the turnover. They just got to make a couple more baskets.
Lawrence Milford with the ball. This is Brooke Mann looking to get it in. Finds Mason in the corner, wants a three, but good closeout defense by the Wolverines with 1:50 to go here in the fourth quarter. Long jumper for Brooke Mann. Skims the side of the net and then out of bounds. Missed it. So 1:48 to go. And Worcester will get the ball back. Up 10, trying to avenge a loss just a couple weeks ago. Sky, what was the final score of that game? Worcester really struggled that day.
I believe it was 42-26. I got it right here.
I believe you're right.
Yes, 42-26.
So Worcester, again, trying to get some revenge for a few weeks ago. That was the league matchup. This is a non-leaguer, but I'm sure they'll still take the W. These are also two state-ranked teams in last week's Sportswriters poll. So knew it was going to be a good one here today. Minute and a half to go here in the fourth quarter. Shaler taking it to the hoop. It just rolls off, but she is going to go to the line for two. Shaler's got 10, and Allison Boyle has 10 to lead Worcester. On the other side, Kyra Andrades has 10, and Delaney Mason has 8 for LM. And stepping to the line will be Haley Shaler here for Worcester. Shaler's first shot is no good. Well, the pink ball has not done her any favors today. She's had some historic performances with the pink ball in former years, coaches versus cancer, but she's really had to earn this 10 that she's got so far today. Another shot coming for Haley at the line, and this one is good. So Shaler has 11. And a timeout? No, we're just going to have a substitution here. Allison Munson is going to check in here for Lawrence Milford. One of the seniors who started today. And Lawrence Milford will bring it back down the floor. Again in the pink uniforms. Jaden Brody with a three from way downtown. It won't go. Ball loose and a rebound. Hits the end line and will stay with Lawrence Milford, looks like, with 1:11 left. Libby Cox coming back in as Lawrence Milford going to the bench now.
1:10.
So Cox will be doing the inbounding duties here for Lawrence Milford. And it's going to be very close. Yes, 5-second call. We'll give it back to the Wolverines. Another good defensive stop here for Worcester.
And if anything, from this game going forward, Worcester knows now that they can take care of and beat LM, and, you know, after the first game where it was 42-26, nice rebound for them playing against the same team they played a couple weeks ago and basically reversing the scores here.
Very interesting, because these two teams could certainly find themselves in a matchup somewhere in the Tri-Valley League playoffs.
1 minute
to go. Worcester leads 39-28. And a three from straight away from Jaden Brody will not go down. Second chance opportunity here for Delaney Mason is blocked, but she's fouled with 48 seconds left. And this foul is going to be on Samantha Tompkins, her fifth. Mason's going to go to the line here to shoot two with 48 seconds left, but is it too little too late here for Lawrence Milford? So Delaney Mason will step in and fire up the pink ball, and it rattles in and out. We've seen more of those today, too, just halfway down, and it pops back out.
I was going to say, that one, like, even slowed down like it was going to go down through the hoop. Bizarre.
Second shot coming here for Delaney. No. And a rebound for the Wolverines. Stolen right back, though, by Lawrence Milford. Second chance opportunity here for them. They miss another one. Third chance will get kicked out to Libby Cox. Now to Jaden Brody for a three. Yes. Jaden Brody from downtown. Makes it 39-31. 35 seconds left here, fourth quarter. Shaler can't get it in, and it's another 5-second call. Could we see something crazy here, Sky?
Is Reggie Miller on the bench?
Yeah.
I can't.
Let's go.
As a Knicks fan, it kills me to say that.
I 100% agree. And now Lawrence Milford wants to take a timeout. 34 seconds left. Don't go anywhere. This game's still not over, with the Worcester girls leading 39-31. We'll be back on WCDO.
Looking for a hardware and feed store with excellent customer service and a knowledgeable staff? Jan and the team provide all that at Canal Street Hardware, Route 12 in Oxford. Stocked with everything for winter, including hand warmers, two-cycle oil, batteries, heat tape, plumbing, stovepipe and gasket, fire brick, and keystone feed. They can even fill propane, make hydraulic hoses, make chainsaw chains, and storm windows. Canal Street Hardware is open Monday through Friday, 7 to 6, and Saturday and Sunday, 9 till 2. Located on Route 12, right in the heart of Oxford. Canal Street Hardware, your hometown hardware and feed store.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Worcester out of the timeout gets a steal. They bring it down, and there's Haley Shaler with the dagger. She's got 14, and we're down to 10 seconds with Worcester leading 42-39. All the seniors out on the floor now for Lawrence Milford. They try a shot there with Allison Munson. She missed it, but that'll do it. 42-31. Sky, a big win here for Worcester over Lawrence Milford. They get some revenge.
Yeah, and as I said, you know, Lawrence Milford got the win the first time these two teams played. Worcester got it this time. If they should match up again, I think it'll be a very, very good game.
In the essence of time, because the boys' game will be coming up very quickly, we'll want to get in our pregame show for that. They're going to start warming up. We're going to keep it right here and go into our three awards for this girls' game here today. First up is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, top-rated by Forbes and rated highly by the people that matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support local high school sports. Well, they made her work for it, but 14 points for Haley Shaler. Let's give her the Offensive Player of the Game. 14 is a game high, and she made the buckets when they really needed it.
Came down in the fourth quarter after that break where I was saying, you know, go to the rim a little bit more. She got two quick buckets there, and then we saw that late three, and I believe there was another three somewhere in there, I believe. So, as we said, great finish for her and leading score for them.
Next up is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our local high school basketball teams here on WCDO. I'd like to go with Kyra Andrade's here. Finishes up with 10 points, but when Lawrence Milford was having success today, I felt like it was because they were getting the steals, they were getting out in transition. A lot of that came from her defense along with Kara Mertz today.
Yeah, both of them, and Kyra for the award definitely makes sense. We saw her all over the court. Any lob pass that wasn't, you know, with some speed on it, she was finding her way to that ball and getting it. So kudos to her for that kind of performance.
Lastly, the ACCO Brands of Sydney All-Purpose Award. ACCO is always supporting youth in our local communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports here on CDO. ACCO Brands is a proud local employer and community partner. This is tough. I think there's a lot of Worcester players who you could give this to today. Faith Meisler had a great game. Bella Head had a great game. Allison Boyle had a great game. It's got to be one of those three. I'm going to go with Faith Meisler today. I thought, especially early in the game, when Haley was kind of locked up, nobody else could find a way. She was finding a way to score the basketball and also set up the bigs down low. And here's JK in some pink shorts. My goodness.
I don't even want to comment on that one. But
Worcester boys coach has a fantastic outfit with some pink shorts. We're loving it.
Absolutely. But as you said, Faith early on in that game was huge on both ends of the court. Played some excellent defense to limit the amount of good threes and open looks for this Lawrence Milford girls team. And then offensively, as you said, the leading scorer, Haley, off to a slow start, but Faith came through with a couple big buckets.
So that's our three awards and our final score again at 42-31. Worcester girls defeating Lawrence Milford. All right, we'll be back in just a few minutes with our Butler Auto pregame show. Milford boys and Lawrence coming up next. It'll be our second game in our Coaches versus Cancer event here on WCDO. Stay tuned.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Every day at NBT Bank.